Good morning, everyone. Today is April 30th, Chof Iyar Tavshin Ein Gimel. We're holding here in Simen Tav Samach Beis Siv Vav, and the three topics of discussion are as follows. Finding wheat kernels in honey, wine, or vinegar. That's number one. Wheat kernels found in other beverages. That's number two. And the third topic is wheat kernels found in animal fat. These are the three topics hopefully we'll get to cover today. Now, before we continue with Sif Vav, I want to just give a quick chazara of what we learned already so far in Simen Tav Samach Beis. And we learned as follows. We all know that flour and water, those ingredients, make dough, which that dough is then produced, the matzah which we use on Pesach. We have 18 minutes before it becomes chametz stick to make our matzahs. Then we learned, that we already know, then we learned in Sif Aleph that something called meperis, the fruit juice, which could be wine, eggs, raw eggs, honey, mixed with flour, and making your matzahs, they will not be machmitz at all. They do not ferment. That's what we learned in Sif Aleph. Then Sif Beis, very important for this halacha now. In Sif Beis we learned that if you have meperis with water, so if I have my wine or apple juice or whatever you want to think, call it, anything else besides water, mixed with water, so I have wine mixed with water, not only will it ferment, it will ferment faster. Before the 18 minutes. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be usur. It means that you have to bake it right away. You don't have to say, okay, I have 18 minutes on the clock. The discussion here in Sif Vav is that this chita, this wheat kernel, that's found in the honey, or in the wine, and the vinegar, and so on and so forth, in other places, what's its status? What's going to be the status? If it cracks open, if it doesn't crack open, do we say maybe there's some moisture? Is there water with this wheat kernel? And if there is some water, then we have water and meperis. What kind of combination is that? It's a very, very dangerous one because it can become chametz faster. So let's just keep with that in mind. Let's begin. Yeah. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Vav, Chito shenimseis bedvash, a wheat kernel which is found in honey, oy b'yayin, or in wine, chametz or vinegar, is mutter. It's mutter just as long as there was no water, as we explained, that get mixed up in this whole combination. Sif Kadon Chof Aleph in the previous page, in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kadon Chof Aleph and Chof Beis really go together, but we'll break it up a little. Chita Shenimsis, a wheat kernel which is found in these different beverages, the wine, honey, says like this. Umayri shebishlu hadvash v'hayayin. We're talking about a case where you cooked the honey or wine. We discussed kovish in the past. Kovish means that it's soaked. Me'es leis means for 24 hours, for a 24-hour time period. Divishriya ba'almat b'tsoynein l'haripayiskim afilo nimso b'mayim greida nami enay oisek. Shriya means to soak. If it's soaked in the cold, then it will not, according to many poskim, it will not become usur. Okay, we'll see a further elaboration of that later on. Mutter, sif kadon chof beis, mutter hadvash v'hayayin, the honey and the wine is permissible. V'lo yamrino, we don't say shnis chamsu al yedei achito. We don't say that it became chametz through this wheat kernel. Even if it became softer, the wheat kernel became softer, rach is soft, and it cracked open. We learned earlier, many simanim earlier, that if the kernel cracks open, that's a sign that it started to become chametz. Why? Because as we said, the honey, the wine, the vinegar, they fall into which category? Are they a water or are they meperis? They are meperis. That means if the wheat kernel is in these liquids, they do not does not become chametz. Ein machnitzin. That's the fact. Now we turn to number 23 in the Mishnah Brura, which is Sifkan Chaf Gimel. And it's large in size, and this is, we're going to break it up to three sections. Once again, as we said, defining the wheat kernels in honey, wine, and vinegar, wheat kernels found in other beverages. And he says as follows. The Mechaber told us that that wheat kernel found in the honey, wine, and vinegar is permissible just as long as there is no water mixed up in there. The imnis arev, because the Mishnah tells us if we did have water mixed in this with other beverages, adraba machmitzin tfei, it becomes chametz thick faster. Ukanabas of beis, as we learned earlier. This that we said above as well in Sif Gimel, the mutter lolush biyayin, half a piece, she efshar loy bloy tibis mayim. We mentioned the halacha in the Mechaber that a person is permitted to knead his wine with flour, even though it's impossible that you won't have a drop of water there. So how could that be? Water with wine makes it to ferment faster. Shiny hos, in that case, we said it's different. Shenaflu hamayim koidim tesisa sayayin, because the water fell before the wine fermented. As we explained a couple days ago, or maybe yesterday, I think it was on the board, actually, that there are different stages in the wine process, making the wine. There's the first 3 days when we call the wine the tirosh, the must, M-U-S-T. It's unfermented wine. Then we have the wine. When it's fermented, it's toises, it's already wine. When wine becomes wine, the liquid that was in the wine is not water with wine. It's all one entity. Just like if you have a pot, like we said yesterday, you have meat in the pot, and when you start to make it, to cook it, you put some water in there. Come back 2 hours later, it's not water with gravy, it's one entity, it's gravy. So here also we're saying that if the water is with the wine before it became wine, before the during the first 3 days of the process, of the fermentation process, it's not a problem. Not a problem. When it won't be machmitz faster, it won't cause the wine and the flour to ferment faster. When is it a problem? Only after the wine became a wine, after the 3 days. When the wine ferments, the water turns into a wine. However, if the water is mixed with the wine after the wine already became a wine, then it will cause the fermentation process to hasten. V'chita she nimseis b'mei dvash shekorin med oy b'yayin srot hanasis mei peris oy b'sheicha shal tamarim u peris. Then we have here a chita, wheat kernel, which is found in other beverages. Alcoholic kosher Pesach beverages. He calls the first one med, made vash, or the other one is schnapps, which is made from fruit.
Cognac.
Which is one? That, which
yeah,
one? Yeah, in Strafe, cognac?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something which is, they mix with wine. It's a wine which is further refined, reheated.
Okay. I've heard of cognac. I've a sheikh or shot tomorrow.
Brandy. Yeah, it's more concentrated than wine.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. I shall tomorrow I peris be a duish loinis arev behem shumayim achars yosin. So the wheat kernel fell into these other beverages, and you know that it did not come in contact with any water. Im oiser oiloi, are these beverages forbidden or not? So nistapku achreinim bazeh, there's a doubt with achreinim, which approach do we take? Im yesh the moisin leyayin shel smukim, do we compare the med, the yayin sraf, the sheicha shel tamarim to, do we compare them to the raisin wine? Yayin smukin is raisin wine. Da'idei tatsisa nepach hamayim leyos yayin, that through the tatsisa, through the fermentation process, the water turns to wine. V'hochinami aydei habishol, so too over here, through the cooking, utsisas hadvash, and the fermentation of the honey, nepach hamayim v'nasu meperis, the honey changes and turns into a fruit juice. V'chein v'shari dvar hanal. Oy dilma, or a different approach. Shiny anavim, that the grapes, when it's turning into wine, is different. Why? Shikoychem chozak l'hapi chamayim l'yayin. It's very acidic, it's very powerful, and it can turn the water into wine. V'chein v'dvash smukim hanal, so to buy the raisin, by the honey from raisins. Alidei habishul nishtana briyosan legamrei v'nasim dvar gush. Through the cooking process, it becomes a whole new creation, a whole new entity, a whole new type of food. Nasim dvar gush becomes a solid. Masha'en kein b'chol elu. However, by the other beverages, which we're discussing, the med, the yain sraf, and the sheikha sheltamarim, af l'achar siyosan u'bishulon ikaren mayim. Even after it is processed and cooked, it's still water. So if it's considered to be still water, and then I have a wheat kernel that falls in there, I have big problems. I can't drink that. It was machmitz, it became chametz stick. But if we view it not as water, but it changed into this drink, so then it's may peiris, it's not water. That's what we're discussing here. If a wheat kernel would fall in, we should machmer and not drink it. However, one would be permitted to keep in his possession on Pesach or sell it to a non-Jew. Afterwards, one could be linked with that. And it's not considered to be chametz she'ovel of a Pesach, chametz which was in your possession on Pesach. Achein, however, im yaduo she'achito lo yohoyom he'es la'es, if you know that the wheat kernel was not in this liquid for a 24-hour time period, you don't have to be machmer. Because we say that it did not have the ability to open itself up and to soak into that beverage. The tsoinein ain't a nice in time because it's cold and it does not give over taste if it's less than 24 hours. The chain. So too, imachito lo nisbako. If the grain, if the wheat kernel did not crack open, rak nisrachicho levad, it just became soft. Furthermore, yesh lahakel afilu im eino yodua like kamash asa. So too, furthermore, yesh lahakel, one can be lenient, afilu im eino yodua, even if you don't know, kamash asa, how much time it stayed there for. Unless you know, unless you know for sure that the wheat kernel was there for 24 hours, then became kavush, pickled, soaking for 24 hours, and we know that kavush is kimavushal, which means that soaking is like it was cooked, as brought down in Hilchos Yerodeya in Basav Cholov Simon Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. Kosu HaPoiskim. It's really the Shach over there. Okay. Kosu HaPoiskim. Now we're discussing the next stage of our discussion here. When we're talking about wheat kernels found in animal fat. Okay. Which is not a common thing for us, but we still learn about it. The Shuman Havinami Me Peris. The animal fat also has a halachic status as mei peiris. Basically, it's very simple. You have water on one side, and mei peiris, everything else is mei peiris on the other side. Okay, that's basically what we're discussing here. Lefichach, therefore, chita shenafa l'sach shuman afilu reseach eini oiser. A wheat kernel that falls into shuman, the animal fat, even if it's hot, does not forbid it. Shemei peiris ain't a machmitz because the mei peiris does not become chametz. Afil nizbaka chita, even if the wheat kernel cracks open, ublavav shloin is arev mayim l'soich hashuman achar shetichu esoi. Just as long as you did not combine water with this animal fat after it was melted. Va'af shebalav achi yesh bechol shuman tarevis mayim, and even though a person will say, wait a minute, in the animal fat, in the animal fat alone, there's water. So maybe that should be a problem. Right? We're saying in the animal fat, there's water.
But it's all mixed. So it's not a problem.
Oh, so we can say it's not a problem. Correct. But that's the question, we think maybe you think it's a problem. We're saying it's not going to be a problem. Correct.
intrinsically.
Intrinsically, correct. Intrinsically, there is water in it. So he says, "Vavshe b'laf ha'chi yesh b'chol shumon tarovis ma'im shahrei medichin noisoy b'shas milichosa," because you wash it when you are salting it. Mikomokoy mi ein lachush l'zeh, not a problem. Fisha kishin is bashel shumon b'gdeiro b'shul yofe, when you cook this animal fat in the pot well. Nisrafu ha'mayim b'bishul v'holchu lahem legamri, the water is totally gone. V'lachein, therefore, afilo yadua she'erev lehedyon toich ha'shumon mayim ma'at kodem she'tichu oisoy ein lachush. So even if you know that a little water was there before it was, the animal fat was cooked up, not a concern, because you cooked it out. You cooked out that water. V'chol zeh b'yadua she'nofla achar she'tichu ha'shumon. This whole discussion is only when we know that the wheat kernel fell acha she'tichu ha'shumun, after you melted up this animal fat, the shumun. Aval im nimso chita b'soich shumun, but you find the wheat kernel in the animal fat. Ve'eino yedua im naflu mikoidim o yachakach. You're not sure. When did it fall? Before or after? Im hiriku ha'shumun mikideira she'bishol ba l'kliyache. V'shal nimso chita, if you pour out this animal fat that you cooked into a different kli, and that's where you find this wheat kernel. Af shehoyah hashuman adai raseich mutter. Even though the shuman is hot, when we would think maybe it was cooked up in there, the wheat kernel should be aser. We're saying no. Deloi machzikinon isura. We are not machzik the iser, which means we don't say that the iser was there at the time it was aser. You don't know something is aser. Why should I say it's aser? You don't just throw out isurim left and right. Just want to point out, I'm interrupting myself in a quick second. It's important to learn halacha. You see how many times things are permissible. Many times I was learning with a person, Hilchos Basa B'Cholov, and you come across, and every time we learn it, almost 99% of the time, he would say, it's asr, the halacha says it's mutter. I said, wow, you're throwing out a lot of food. You're violating a lot of isurim, of wasting food for no reason, all the money thrown in the garbage. You learn, and you see how many times it's permissible. We say it was in a second container, and it was not causing any iser. And then when you pour the animal fat, hiriku, you pour it out, you empty it from the first container to the second container, there was no water. So if there was no water, because you already cooked out the water, but that's the whole concern here. Did the water come in contact with this wheat kernel or not? So we're saying no. Even if you find the wheat kernel in the same container, same vessel that you melted the animal fat in, but it was after you removed it from the pot, from the oven, hakira is the oven, and you placed it somewhere else to cool down, then you found the wheat kernel somewhere else. Even if the shuman is still hot, it's still permissible. There's a klal which can be elaborated on the sheets that I passed out to you. It's also on the email that I gave out about the klalim of loy machzakinan isurim yimakom lamakom, that we don't say there's an isser from one place to another place. V'amrina, we say, hachitush nafla b'makom zeh, shekvar hitichu avnasis hakol meperus, that at the time when you find this wheat kernel, everything was made peiris, and therefore nothing will become chametzdik. However, aval im nimtzis hachita habakua bekli rishoyno sheitichu b'hashuman bepesach v'hi b'mkoyma imenes, if you find this wheat kernel which cracked open in the first kli when you melted in the animal fat on Pesach v'hi b'mkoyma imenes, and that's if you found it in the one spot aser hashuman, in that case we're saying it is aser. The whole animal fat, a whole barrel is forbidden. The chayshina, we're concerned, shema nafla koidim ha-hatocha or betchilas ha-resicha shadayin hayu mei ha-adocha be'en ala shuman umiyad hechmitza. Because we're concerned that when was it cooked up before the water was taken out. So then it became chametzdik. So their whole entire concoction is chametzdik. Kedin mayim im mei peiris shem marim ha-hachmitza v'yiseres ha-shuman. Just like water with mei peiris, which causes it to become chametzdik faster. V'im oimer be-beir, if you say for sure, she-yadeya shlo-hitich tekef achar ha-docha, you know for sure, shlo-hitich tekef, it did not become Shelo hitich take if you did not melt it right away. In other words, hitich hatocha is the melting of the animal fat. You did not melt it right away. You just dried out the water beforehand. If you know that the water was cooked out beforehand, there's no water, it's only made peiris, animal fat will not cause that wheat kernel to ferment. Sounds good. Just need the chicken soup. If you make the knedla from the ground matzah and you find a wheat kernel in it, if you did not put water in it, rak shuman ubeyim pshita de mutter. If you made the knedla with oil and eggs, of course it's mutter. Why? They may peiris hain. If it ain't non machmitzin, and does not become chametz stick. So it depends what are the ingredients you're making your knedla with. But if you put little water, even a little water in your knedelach, having made peiros im aim v'aser, then you have made peiros with water, and then your knedelach are aser. V'adin hamatzah sheshori noisa b'mayim la'achar fiyasa. So too the water, the matzah that you soak in the matzah that you soak in the water after it was baked, soichti noisa, and then you squeeze it out. Then you make food with it with oil. If the wheat kernel falls into it, we should machmer to forbid it. Because even when you squeeze out the water, you're still going to have some water remaining in that matzah. So the bottom line, as we started out with the introduction to this halacha, is that if there is water with that wheat kernel, then this item will be aser. If there's no water, it will be mutter. Thank you.